President Clinton will give a short farewell speech to the country tonight. Yesterday, he went to his home state of Arkansas to say goodbye, NPR's Pam Fessler reports.
The last time President Clinton addressed the Arkansas state legislature was in 1992, when he was the new president-elect about to head off to Washington. Yesterday, he returned to the state whose image he both enhanced and tarnished during his 8 years in office. He came to express his gratitude.
I want to say that I am honored that the last trip of my presidency is to come home to Arkansas and home to the legislature, where I spent so many happy days.
The president told a joint session of the legislature that he would not have accomplished what he had as president without the support of the people of Arkansas, and that he learned important lessons about government and politics during his 5 terms there as governor.
Everything that I have been able to do as president is in no small measure a result of the life I lived and the jobs I had in Arkansas. My conviction that politics requires a vision and a strategy based on sound ideas and a belief that you can make a difference.
He cited improvements in the economy, healthcare, and education, and said Arkansas had benefited along with the rest of the nation. The president also said he was grateful to the more than 460 Arkansans who came to Washington to work in his administration. For the most part, the president was warmly received on this last leg of a farewell tour. State workers shouted out greetings as he made his way through the halls of the Capitol building. Lawmakers lined up to shake the president's hand and to have their pictures taken. Across town, hundreds of Arkansas residents gathered for a public rally to pay tribute to the man many here consider a local boy who made good. But even among the president's supporters, there was some tinge of disappointment that things hadn't always turned out as well as they'd hoped. That the numerous investigations and scandals of the Clinton presidency, whether deserved or not, had diminished the state's ability to bask in his success. Chris Longinati of Little Rock expressed the attitude of many.
I think he did a pretty good job. I think he probably could have done better if he wouldn't have had to spend so much time dealing with the scandals and alleged scandals. So it's kind of unfortunate. I think it was a good opportunity that might have been lost. But overall, I think he did well. Obviously, the economy did well. And, you know, crime's down, unemployment's down, inflation's down. So you can't complain too much about that.
Others praised Clinton for elevating the reputation of the state, which for years was portrayed as backward. Little Rock Mayor Jim Daley said the people of Arkansas owed Bill Clinton many thanks for improving race relations, for lowering crime, for giving many in the state a chance to participate in history.
Thank you especially, Mr. President, for showing the nation and the world that the son of a working, widowed Arkansas mother can defy all the odds and dream impossible dreams.
The president said those dreams had made him more idealistic and hopeful than when he first took office. He said whenever he lands in a helicopter on the White House lawn, he still feels the thrill of a 17-year-old seeing the White House for the first time.
And none of it would have been possible without you. I love you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
But the president also said he was not about to fade into the sunset. He plans to be back in the state to oversee the construction of his $200 million library and policy center in downtown Little Rock. Before heading home, the president and his daughter Chelsea stopped on a local street leading up to the library site. It was recently renamed President Clinton Avenue. Pam Fessler, NPR News, Little Rock.